The modern pinball machine was invented way back in the 1930s, and the game stuck around, made its way into bars, restaurants, basements, and it still has a lot of fans, including our next guest. Ian Jacoby is founder and editor-in-chief of Nudge Magazine, where he writes about pinball under the name Doc Monday. He returned to his old stomping grounds at Volume 1 in Eau Claire for a look at pinball here in Wisconsin. Ian, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
When did you discover your love of pinball?
Boy, everyone kind of has this story. For me, I think it was in 2016 maybe, but whenever Game of Thrones pinball came out, it was at like a, yeah, this, boy, can I say bar on like WPR?
Sure.
It feels so weird.
You can
weird.
Say bar.
Yeah, this is Wisconsin. You know, I was in a bar. I mean, and so, yeah, they had Game of Thrones pinball, and I was just playing it with my buddy Josh and got kind of just obsessed with it. And then eventually moved to Minneapolis, and I lived about two blocks from one of the greatest pinball places in the country called Tilt. And, yeah, from there, it was just I was hooked.
I've always enjoyed pinball. I've never been hardcore at it. I'm also terrible at it. What makes the difference between somebody who's good at pinball and somebody who's, say, me?
Honestly, I think just practice and maybe a little bit of attitude. I think you have it in you. I mean, we've just met, but yeah, I think you practice a lot. It's just something for me. It was like I used to shoot free throws a lot, you know, just by myself. And it was something that it was like I can just zone in on this one task. You know, I don't have to think about anything else going on in my life. I can kind of just hit this ramp over and over again. And it's really satisfying. And so I think people who are really good at it, it's just kind of taken hold of them, and they practice a lot. So like anything else, I think that's what separates them.
All right, two words that have come up. Nudge, the name of your pinball magazine, like you nudge the machine. You mentioned a place called Tilt, which is what happens when you nudge the machine too far. So when I've tried to do this, either I do something so minimal that it doesn't affect the motion of the ball at all, or I go too far and I tilt. Can you really control the ball by nudging the pinball machine?
Yes, you can. So what I'm going to say right now is I think even in those micro nudges, which is what I've heard them called, I know, what a term, right? But those do actually affect the ball, but I hear what you're saying. It's probably going out the out lane, so maybe that's what I would encourage you to nudge a little sooner. And so, like, for us, nudge, right, it means to – it's sort of there's a lot of meanings to nudge, right? We're sort of trying to agitate a little bit, but also, you know, you nudge someone when you know them. There's a lot of different kind of meanings to it. And I think that's kind of, you never want to treat a pinball table poorly, but you know, it is ultimately you against the machine. So I always tell people, I'm like, don't be afraid to give back a little bit. So
in your piece in Volume 1, you highlight some great places to play pinball in the Eau Claire area and some beyond in the state. What are great hotspots here in Wisconsin? Hit us with a couple.
Oh, boy. Well, one of the best in the country is this place called District 82, and it's located just outside Green Bay. They have 100 machines there, and it's kind of an all-you-can-play place, so you don't have to worry about bringing a ton of quarters. And they actually are heavily involved in IFPA, which is that's competitive pinball. So they will do all kinds of big tournaments there, but also they just have it open to the general public, and I think that's a really good place. Like, either if you have a specific game that you want to play and you just can't find it anywhere, they almost definitely have it. Or if you're just kind of looking to hang out and survey like what's going on in pinball now, that's also good. But so definitely District 82. I know there's a place in Menominee Falls called Garcade, and they have a great amount of pinball machines. But honestly, I would just encourage you, there's a website called Pinball Maps. They don't pay us or anything, but if you go on there, it will show any pinball machines that are located around you. And like, there are nerds like me who go in there and they will update it regularly. So, you know exactly what game is in there and like what condition it's in.
All right. I'm going to age myself here. I went into pinball on the Evel Knievel machine.
Oh, nice.
And then at an older age, my favorite was Pinbot. I would play either of those now if you put them in front of me. What, Ian, is, you mentioned Game of Thrones brought you in. What if I said you got to play a machine right now, what would be your go-to?
So there is one king of pinball right now, and it's Godzilla. It came out last year. It was created by this guy Keith Elwin, who basically, the way I try to explain it to people is Keith Allen is like the Michael Jordan of pinball. Like, he wins every tournament. He's been number one for like 20 years. And then he was hired by the best company or biggest company, Stern Pinball, to design tables for him. And so Godzilla is just, it's so cool. It's got like all kinds of different, you know, you're fighting monsters in it, but the flow of it is really good. It's an exciting game. It's good if you're like a beginner. You can do a lot of different things on it, but also if you get kind of more advanced, the code of the game is very, very deep. So that's by far, like, when you go on all the websites, that's the one that, like, everyone is raving about right now.
And, Ian, if somebody's out there thinking, yeah, I want to get into pinball or get back into pinball, give them a little advice for their first couple rounds.
Well, first of all, I'll say this as general life advice, be kind to yourself, right? Like, you're going out there and you're doing something, and that's good. That's kind of what I like about pinball. Whether you're good at it or bad at it, I don't think really matters. For me, it's kind of just being out there amongst people and playing, and pinball is really like a social activity. I think that's what sets it apart from video games or anything like that is, you know, you're going out somewhere. Most people don't own pinball machines because they're pretty expensive. So, you know, you're going to a bar or wherever, you know, restaurants. And yeah, that's kind of part of the fun. So I would say just people watch, have a favorite beverage, whatever that is. For me, often it's actually Diet Coke, so I can really just stay zoned in on what's going on. And then, you know, just have fun.
Ian, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Ian Jacoby, founder and editor-in-chief of Nudge Magazine. He wrote a recent piece for Volume 1 Magazine in Eau Claire about pinball, past, present, and future, and what's going on around Wisconsin.